Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys. Nico Hoerner.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
A ground ball hit to short, fielded by Swanson to second for one. Hoerner to turn to first.
Swanson to second. Hoerner to first. Double play. 6-4-3.
It's Nico. You know, the ball's going to be in play. It's going to go everywhere. And, you know, you love Nico in those situations.
Fake ball down the first baseline. Off the sidewall. One run is in. PCA coming home.
Where contact is so valuable, but it's gonna be everywhere.
Two run single, Nico Hoerner. Cubs lead 7-2.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
It's a lot of damn fun. The Cubs are going to get back to business tonight. They are taking on the Washington Nationals. The pregame will start at 5:05 this afternoon. There is no lineup yet for the Cubs posted on MLB.com. Let's ask Nico if he's in the lineup. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. All right, Nico, you playing tonight?
I'm in there.
All right.
See?
I'm in there.
It's good news.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Nico Hoerner in the Cubs lineup tonight.
Because we heard, Nico, that rest time is coming. Now that you got 26 games, 27 days. So are you prepared to take a day off every once in a while? Do you want to?
Who said that?
Craig said certain guys were going to get rest. He didn't say you specifically.
But considering how many games you've played.
Yeah, do you ever want a day off?
I mean, there's times when it makes sense. And the frustrating part is like when you know you're going to have times when you really need one. And then you have to take one when you're feeling good. And that's when it doesn't really sit right as a player. But sometimes, you know, people have your better interests in mind. So. We're fortunate to have some good depth this year, and we'll see.
So do you get a voice? Do you get a voice in that way with Craig?
Sometimes. I mean, obviously, it's his job, it's his call, so he ultimately makes those decisions. But Yeah, he listens to his players for sure.
So when it comes to trying to figure out a day off, because, you know, those of us that have square jobs, like we depend on like the holidays to kind of start or end a vacation. You play on holidays, but do you say I really want the night game off after a day game at Wrigley, or vice versa? What suits you personality wise when it comes to you asking for a day off?
Yeah, I've never done that before. So, never asked for one. I think the day game after the night game tends to be when, you know, managers want to get guys a day and stuff like that, but our schedule is pretty random as is, so you're going to have a lot of kind of to and fro. But yeah, I mean, I've missed 4 games already this year, so I'd rather not miss a whole lot more. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's clearly an honor. It sounds like there's an honor for you in showing up as often as possible and playing as often as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole beauty is like how you feel rarely translates to how you play. So it's the only guarantee is just giving yourself an opportunity most of the time. So obviously you don't want to be stupid and risk turning small things into big things or stuff that can really hurt the team down the stretch. But otherwise, should be in there.
Dansby has played in every game. PCA has played in every game. Tucker has played in every game. Will Dansby sit down if you ask him, or if Craig asks him, or if anybody asks him?
Yeah, I think Rossi gave him some days kind of mandatory, I think, at some point.
He did.
No, for the most part, he wants to be in there. It's kind of what he was raised on, and I think the more guys you have wired that way, the better, and if it's a tough conversation to get them off the field, you'd rather have that than trying to get the guys on the field.
Agreed. Nico Horner on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of asterisk free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money. What's the vibe in the clubhouse these days? You guys are playing good ball.
Yeah, good ball. It's like, you know, I think a sense of appreciation of winning in different types of ways. I know we've talked about that, but this past week, didn't score as many runs, and you know, our bullpen has been so good for probably like 6 weeks now. It's been incredible, and starting pitching as well. So just continuing to win in different ways, and every homestand at Wrigley, I feel like, is its own important thing. And so to continue to take care of business at home and do it in front of our fans, and yeah, it was great.
Yeah, man, it's like, I know we've talked about it, but it's just, it seems like everybody's got that kind of collective attentiveness. Like, everybody's on point, seemingly, you know, all game long. And it's just, like, I remember the Brewers were called a button-up team by Cliff Floyd a couple years ago because they just, like, were on point. It feels like you guys are now a button-up team where, like, situations are under control for you guys. That's the way it feels watching.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still lots of change happening throughout the year. You look at guys in different roles, and even since opening day, things have changed around in the rotation and the bullpen, and you know, that evolution never really stops, but continue to find guys that are reliable and piecing it together as best we can, and I think we've got a pretty good group for it.
How's the vibe when Daniel Palencia comes in for a ninth inning these days?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with a closer, the biggest thing is just anybody who can get 3 outs and win you the game, but it is more fun when your guy throws 102 and has some flair to it and mound presence, and he lets the clock run down till 1 and waits for the hitter, and he's in charge, and nothing like over the top with antics. It's just kind of a real sense of confidence and attacking guys, and he's using his slider enough to get him off his fastball, and just been really fun to see him continue to embrace that role. And you know, had a tough outing in Miami that didn't go his way, and immediately was right back on it, which I think is the best sign for a bullpen guy, because there's going to be more days like that, unfortunately, and it's just all about how you respond, and he's been amazing.
I don't think I've watched the wait till 1 second dynamic with enough detail, but that's a fun way to try and have a little edge as a closer, isn't it? Play that little mind game?
Yeah, he did that from pretty early on when he was called up, I remember, but especially if a hitter uses their timeout already, he's often waiting until the last second, and it, to me, and some guys were joking about it, almost like it's like he's just waiting and like charging up in order to throw like a ball as hard as he can. So That's kind of what it looks like to me.
Well, that was one of the things that kind of went into this, is that the idea of the pitcher being able to take as much time to get that power bar back up, and then all of a sudden, here's 102. You know, like that maybe that's not completely fair to hitters, that they take all the time in the world. So I know some people think of it more as a hitting clock than a pitching clock.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe. I can see that.
By the way, it's good to know Nico is not a liar. I have before me the Cubs lineup today, and he is indeed in it.
All right, I was guessing Suzuki and Wright for Kyle Tucker. Tell me what we got.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Correct. Here's the Cubs lineup today. Ian Happ in left, Seiya Suzuki in right, Pete Crow Armstrong in center. Carson Kelly is the catcher. Michael Bush plays first base. Daniel Swanson plays shortstop. Nico Horner, our friend, will bat seventh and play second base. Justin Turner is the DH today. And Matt Shaw, batting ninth, playing third. And, of course, Cade Horton will pitch.
So there you go. Kyle Tucker has like three or four little tiny little injuries or something. Like, he seems like he's okay, but I mean, that stuff happens, right? He's got like a bloody nose and there's a pinky. And there's a few things, it seems, for Kyle.
Yeah, he kind of did a number on the whole body on that slide, it seemed like. So I don't have any juicy details on that. But, yeah, that one got the better of him. It seemed like it happens. Yeah, it happens. But he's a tough guy. He wanted to obviously stay in and took another at bat afterwards, hit a double, of course. But
of course,
yeah, hopefully he's all right soon.
Nico, we had a conversation over a couple different shows last week about base running. And you're an awesome base runner. So I want to know, how much time do you spend on that? Like, we see guys in the cage. We see guys taking grounders. How much of your day is the thought on base running, on whether you're going to run on a pitcher-catcher combination? How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, we got our hitters meeting here pretty soon. So we'll go over it as a group, the starting pitcher, and then first day of the series, we go over, like, bullpen guys we can really target if there's opportunities there. So it's more on the coaching side, them really doing deep dives and doing a lot of work for us, honestly. But then it helps a ton to see video ahead of time, so you're not seeing it for the first time when you're on the field if there is something to target. And then spring training, there was definitely more this year physically, getting out there on the base paths, working on different jumps and things like that. There's still been a good bit of that so far this year, but it's mainly the conversations going into the day.
Watching you guys do first to third and second to home has been outstanding so far this year too. And I know that that's, you know, you've got a third base coach that helps you along with all of that, but even like the technique of cutting the bases the right way, do you even think about it? Or at this point, have you done it enough where it's second nature?
No, I feel like I've learned a ton about base running in the big leagues. Honestly, I think obviously emphasis on college and stuff, but there's so many more nuances to the game now. And I guess something else to bring up is, like, sometimes the first day of a series will go over plays from the previous series that really stood out. And I think there's a level of accountability there too, good, bad, everything in between. But just having that shown in front of your teammates and staff and just kind of holds everybody to a high standard, regardless of score or situation of the game, just that we're always checking those boxes as well as we can.
You know, there's a stat on Baseball Savant, a team stat: extra bases taken. Are you hip to that as a team stat?
Yeah, so it'd be like if you went two bases on a single or three bases on a double, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Diamondbacks are number one. Tigers are number good. Yeah, right? They're good, and they have been. Tigers are number two, and the Cubs are number three. I mean, out of 30. Nice. That's pretty awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
So
we might have gotten hurt on that going station to station against the position players at some point. So who knows?
All right. Speaking of the Tigers, you guys get them on Friday. You're not going to look past the Nationals, but the Tigers are kind of looking past the White Sox. They decided to have Tarek Skubal not face the White Sox in Chicago this week.
But, oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And you guys get Tarek Skubal on Friday night in the opener of that series in Detroit. They're expecting mm-hmm. huge crowds. This should be a fun one. Little opportunity for a bit of a measuring stick. You looking forward to facing Skubal? He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, it feels like he does have a strong claim to that. Doesn't he? That 103 to finish the game the other day. That was pretty amazing. That was one of those moments where, like, kind of look around the clubhouse, like, whoa, that was different. Like, you know, obviously we're all aware of each other in the sport, and when people are doing special things, it really stands out. And he's been on quite a roll for the last 2 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, he won the Cy Young and then got better.
Yeah, it's a good trend.
Yeah, it's a
good. Yeah, that'll be awesome. That's a team that's playing really well. We played them towards the end of the year last year when they were really getting hot, and they didn't have the starting pitching depth at that point, but their bullpen was really dialed in, and that ended up carrying them just some success down the stretch. And yeah, it'd be fun to have a big atmosphere there, and it seems like the fans are really getting behind that team. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we all know what it's like when there's heat and energy at Wrigley. What's it like when you go into a hostile environment and there's a good crowd with good energy that you're playing on the road?
Yeah, I think that's kind of everything that you want, just to feel like you're a part of something that means a lot. I think, you know, San Diego was pretty cool this year. I remember us talking about that, being impressed by the crowds they had on, like, Monday, Tuesday night there. And yeah, it's cool. It's what you want to see. And just for the sport as a whole, you want to see big crowds. You want to see fans that love their team and big energy and star players. It's a fun to be a part of and compete in.
All right, enough baseball. For
really?
God's
sake. Enough baseball?
Well, I mean, I love baseball, but I also love pineapple on pizza, and so does Nico Horner. And I mean, I'm told, Nico, that you have made contact with the folks over at Rinaldi's, that you guys are now in touch, and the Nico Horner special is underway. What can you tell us about the progress for the pizza?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of rough drafts of sorts. It looks tasty. It looks like something I would put my name on. I'm planning on going over for a...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A
taste testing? Let's go!
When we get back home from this extensive road trip. And yeah, put some... I heard word that it could use a little more heat. So we're kind of bouncing back and forth between jalapenos or just more crushed red pepper. Thinking maybe a chili oil if that was doable, but you already have the hot honey. So a lot of directions you could go there. I'm sure people will have their opinions, but I got to see it in person and get in the kitchen back there. Maybe flip some pies. I don't know. I'm down.
There we go. That's the video that the world needs to see.
That's exciting.
Is Nico at the oven. Now, we know that the tester pizza, I think that's the technical term. The tester pizza was cooked on Saturday evening. And then you went 3-for-4 on Sunday. There's been an
science.
Science? Are you declaring that as science?
Yes. Correlation.
Not causation? necessarily.
Straight up correlation.
I mean,
yeah, we need more pizza, more pizza, more spice, more pineapple, more hits. Cubs win.
All right, understand. No, one other thing. Last time you mentioned that you had some trusted tasters that you had been reaching out to for their pizza opinions.
Yeah.
Could you share any of those names? Because I think I know one of those names of the people you reached out to.
Who do you got?
I'm told that Danny Parkins was texted.
Danny Parkins, yeah, he had some helpful insight, thoughts on the process, how to have fun with it, but still respect it. You know, important stuff like that.
Are there any of the testers in your clubhouse?
That's a good question.
Oh yeah, I think we're gonna have a little pizza party at some point here and kind of inaugurate it properly. So. That's the plan.
Oh, okay, so wait. Out of the guys in your clubhouse, and now they see you with this type of shine,
oh, man.
Is there anyone in the clubhouse like, wait a minute, I deserve a pizza too?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, J-Mo would be into that kind of thing. He's always kind of got a little side something going on and interests and random little hobbies, and he would definitely have a strong opinion on, but I think for the most part, guys will let me have this shine.
J-Mo, Jameson Taillon has come up a lot around these parts here. There was a member of the morning show crew who took umbrage at the quality start stat, and in regards to Jameson Taillon, and I believe called him called his performance hot garbage on that particular night. And we stood up and defended both the quality start stat as a cumulative measure. And Jameson Taillon.
Speaking of correlation and causation.
I can't help but notice he is absolutely shoving since that incident. Yes. Can you confirm there's any causation or correlation there?
I did not know of such an incident. But wait, what there, start could be hot garbage that was a quality start?
Well, here's the thing. I'm told, Nico, and you might see this in your clubhouse, and now you'll know the answer. I'm told there are some t-shirts being made with that quote on it.
Damn, I'm completely, dang, I missed this one. Holy.
Yeah, the quality start, it was six innings and three runs, three solo homers. I think it was the Marlins series, if memory serves, here?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's not, I remember. That's not hot garbage, right?
It's a quality start.
It's not. And J-Mo's not going out there saying that's exactly what I wanted to do when I took the mound, but he should take pride in his best, not having his best and still being good. It's a big deal. And it matters for the team. It matters for the next day. It matters for the health of the bullpen. And when you have an offense that's the top whatever offense in baseball, you're going to win a lot of games with that start.
Yeah, and he's just going after people and mixing it up really well. He's pitching really, really well and healthy right now, isn't he?
Yep. He's a beast. Change up to lefties is a new weapon for him that, you know, he's added and learned to manipulate. And it's just fun to watch guys that love keep getting better.
Well, let me bring it all together here. It kind of sounds like we could talk to Rinaldi's and say Jameson Taillon's garbage pizza.
The hot garbage. The hot garbage pie. Just a ridiculous combination. Triple cheese. Just sloppy.
That's amazing.
It could be entirely leftover based. It could be previous days. And it's not actually one type of pizza. It's random slices put together in a box. It's an assortment. It's the hot garbage. Still quality, though.
Yes,
Still quality.
Hot garbage quality pizza.
Now we're getting somewhere.
This is the way that a marketing meeting should go.
But all that said, tell J-Mo to back off. All right, you're the only guy with a pizza right now. Let's get yours off the ground.
I like that Nico wants to share.
It's lovely.
No, I'll take the spotlight. It's mine.
Nico, have fun tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, have a good one.
See you, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.